Hey, welcome. This is the Charger Online Podcast. I am your host, Noel Beckley, and I'm here with Junior, right?
Yeah.
Angelo Petrov. Say hello.
Hello, everyone.
So, the reason I thought you were one of my students, and One thing I noticed about you is that you're incredibly funny all the time.
Yeah.
And you never stop talking. I mean, it's just unbelievable the amount of noise that you can put out on a regular basis. I mean, it's a gift.
Yeah.
When did you realize that you could just talk the entire time? I mean, just all the time.
Jeez. Kind of started out towards middle school.
Uh-huh.
After, like, fifth grade. You know, just try to make everyone laugh, everyone positive, you know. So, you know, some people have a bad day. Just come in, make them laugh. Mm-hmm. Changes the whole topic, you know. But, yeah, I just been loving to talk since, like, sixth grade because, you know, that's how I communicate with everyone. Like, I mean, you can take away my phone and I'll be great. Like, I still love communicating. Like, I'm not sure, like, how to answer that, but I just love talking.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
Okay. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but I know if you don't know Angelo, he's hard to miss. He's literally one of the tallest kids in the school. And one thing I know that I've learned about you is that you're starting on a weight loss journey.
Yeah.
Which I am, like, really impressed with because, seriously, I know what it's like. I've ballooned mm-hmm. up and lost weight and gained weight and lost weight and gained weight my entire life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was up close to 300 pounds not that long ago, and,
yeah.
You know, I'm way under that now, but I know how hard it is. Can you talk a little bit about that? Like, why did you – I mean, what was the big reason behind –
Man,
doing this.
I just kind of been like the big guy my whole life, and I would like to see what it is from like a different perspective of being like a little bit like smaller.
Uh-huh.
I don't know, just I want to get like more conditioned, a lot for my health and stuff, like I don't want to see like me getting like a heart attack or something. I know how corny that sounds,
but uh-huh.
It's a possibility that can happen, so doing this for my health. Mostly I wanted to do it for football because I can't make it for the summer conditioning,
mm-hmm.
but I want to prove myself that I can do it even before. So
okay.
I'm just trying to get into more shape, more built, you know,
mm-hmm.
trying to like be smaller because I used to be like dominant. I used to play judo before I even came to like middle school. I used to
okay.
play AAU basketball and stuff. And
mm-hmm.
looking back on that, it's just like, I miss all those times,
mm-hmm.
you know, going to like Chicago, everywhere else, like, it was fun. It was just fun to travel and play football. Football, basketball, and, like, judo tournaments. It was fun.
Okay, I didn't know you played judo. I didn't know, I guess, played judo would probably not be the right term.
Yeah.
I didn't know. So what would be the right term? Did judo? Practice
mm-hmm.
judo?
Yeah, I did judo. I stopped at a blue belt
okay.
because it was shutting down. The place that I was going to, it wasn't
okay.
funded, so it shut down, so I kind of stopped after that.
What
I stopped at, like, sixth grade.
Okay. What's blue belt? I mean, I'm assuming white belt.
It's a ranking,
is,
yeah.
Yeah. So how many ranks up above, like, white belt? Is that's what you get when you start, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
How
many ranks higher is blue belt? I'm curious.
I think, like, four or five.
Mm-hmm.
It was, like, I think
wow.
it was white, yellow, green, orange or something, and then I think blue is like four or five, maybe six. I'm
okay.
not sure, but yeah.
So you have some. So you were able to do some throws and.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, I was. I remember this specifically because my dad recorded it. I was in fourth grade and I was
uh-huh.
fighting a sixth grader because the weight class.
Uh-huh.
You know, I was pretty big, and when I got on the mat, I was terrified. But my coach just told me to toss him, and I tossed that kid. And everyone was like amazed. And I got the gold medal at home, and
wow.
I won the tournament there. It was pretty fun.
That is excellent. That is excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think you'll go back to practicing judo if you find another – are they called dojos? I mean,
yeah.
seriously, all of my karate
mm-hmm.
stuff and all of my martial arts comes from watching Karate Kid, you know,
yeah.
back when I was your age.
I mean, yeah, I just got to lose a lot of weight first because obviously
mm-hmm.
there's, like, nobody in my weight class that
right.
trains for judo. But if I go back to, like, say, like, 200 pounds, then, yeah, I'll definitely go back. I love
okay.
that sport.
Now, how tall are you?
6'7".
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, and you've always been the biggest kid in the class?
Yeah, almost, like, yeah.
What's that like? I mean, I've always been, like, you know, rugged, you know, borderline average size. Always, mm-hmm. you know, I was always the chubby kid, but yeah. I was always been, you know, regular height, mm-hmm. or, you know, for just average height, 5'10".
Yeah.
What's, I mean, I guess what are the good parts of it, and maybe what are some of the not so good
parts? I'll start off with the good parts. The good parts are I can just see everything. Like, I don't have to worry about, like, looking over people in concerts or stuff. Like,
uh-huh.
That's, like, a good part. When I'm tall, I can see over everybody.
So you're never behind anybody videotaping the entire...
Yeah, I'm just up there, like, you can see 100% clear everything.
Oh, the people behind you must not enjoy it too much.
They don't enjoy it, yeah. But one of the worst parts of being tall is, like, you're easily spot out if you're doing something, like, bad. Say, like, I'm doing something stupid in the halls, just Angela right away, you know? Well. It's kind of – that's a kind of a downer part. But that's, like, the only worst part about being tall. Or I guess, like, people being – like, me being asked, like, all the time, like, can you reach that? I'm like, yeah, sure, whatever. Like, it gets repetitive sometimes, but mm-hmm. I don't mind it.
Okay. You also – when you were my student in class, you talked about going back to Macedonia. Am I correct?
Yeah.
Can you talk a little bit about that? Tell me about your family. You're not from you weren't born in Macedonia. You were born here, correct?
Mm-hmm.
But your father comes from Macedonia.
Yeah.
And you went back there a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Can you talk a little bit about that?
Oh yeah, I actually went back again last year.
Really?
We kind of go back like every year,
mm-hmm.
and we just hang out with family and stuff, you know, get to see them during the summer because we don't get to, like, go during, like, school time because mm-hmm. it's gonna take up too much time. And we usually just hang out there, like, sightseeing and stuff. It's really nice there. It's
mm-hmm.
old land, so it's kind of interesting to see, like, historically, like, it's a really good place.
Do you ever go to, let's see, Alexander's not buried there, is he? I thought he was buried in Cairo.
I have no idea where he's buried. Like,
I know he's like the most famous Macedonian of all time, so mm-hmm. that's literally, you know,
yeah,
almost the extent of my Macedonian knowledge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tell us about Macedonia.
So it's a small country. You know, everyone there, like, there's really no people driving.
Uh-huh.
It's all like walking. Like, the cities are like the radius of like a mile or two, mm-hmm. very small. So everybody's, like, you know, walking. Nobody really has, like, phones. I mean, they do have phones, but it's, like, Samsung, you know, like, the, like, it's kind of, like.
Like a flip phone?
Yeah, like, those type of phones, like, okay. Nokias and stuff. I mean, like, you know, like, me coming from America, like, mm-hmm. I'm a big eyesore, I would say, because they never seen me before. Like, they're, like, I'm huge. Like, everyone there is, like, scrawny. I'm just, you know, some big Hulk guy walking in Macedonia. And, you know, like, everyone's, like, so connected there. Like, all my friends have, like, never, like, been, like, fake, you know? I'd say, like, they've mm-hmm. never, because, like, they see each other every day, and it's, like, you know, like, they all go to the same school. Like, everyone from my city, they all go to the same school.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, like, a really small town, and everyone knows each other. Like,
okay.
Literally everyone knows each other.
And what's the name of the town?
Kavanerzi.
Say that slower, please.
I'll say it like Kavadarci.
Kavadarci?
Kavadarci.
Okay.
And that's
like,
how.
If north, south, east, west, where would that be in Macedonia?
Because
it's just, Macedonia is just a little bit north of Greece, right?
Yeah. It's smack dab in the center of Macedonia.
Okay.
So it's like equally apart from like every city, like 2 hours. So
okay.
That's the nice part.
So you take a train?
We actually have our own car.
Okay.
Because we bought it to just go around places and drive. I drive there because the age limit there for driving is like 14.
Okay.
So
you've been driving for a while.
Yeah.
Do they drive on the same side of the road as we do?
Mm-hmm,
okay.
Yeah.
That's good. That's good. So it's not like a big learning curve or anything like that.
No, but you have to worry about all the people just walking and crossing the streets just randomly. Like, they don't care. So, like,
okay.
You got to care as a driver.
Well, that's important. Yeah, you don't want to run over people.
Yeah.
Especially in another country. I'm sure that wouldn't go over well.
Oh, yeah. That'd be terrible.
Are you a citizen of Macedonia, or you have dual citizenship?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. Like, when I go there, like, I have a Macedonian passport and everything, mm-hmm. so I'm, like, legal to go in and out of that country whenever okay. I want. So
you could one day represent, like, in judo, mm-hmm. you could represent Macedonia in the Olympics.
Yeah.
Dude, you got to.
I mean, you know, if I if I'm on track for my weight loss thing, mm-hmm. I would definitely do it. That'd be great because I don't think they have, like, top-notch judo players there. I mean, mm-hmm. judo kind of died off in that country. The only reason why I did judo is because my dad, mm-hmm. he did judo as a young age. He okay. got to a red belt.
Okay. I know there's wrestling around in that area, and I know, you know, yeah. there's a good history of wrestling. You mentioned your weight loss again. Because I'm a little bit, I have a tough time talking about mine too. I really, I mean, this is one of the first times I've ever mentioned, you know,
yeah.
it publicly. So it's really kind of awkward with me. Mm-hmm. How much have you lost? I mean, I can see it.
Yeah. For the past like 2 weeks I've been going, I lost like maybe 10, 15 pounds.
Okay. That's great.
I plan on losing like 150 is my goal.
Okay.
By like towards summer. That's okay. my goal.
That's. A dramatic weight loss, yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying to grind. I've been going to the Y mm-hmm. almost like 3, maybe 4 times a week.
Okay.
Lifting. I do like 15 minutes of cardio, then 30 minutes of lifting, and mm-hmm. I just hit the sauna for about like 30, 45 minutes.
Okay.
That's like my daily, like not daily, but like every time mm-hmm. I go there routine.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that makes so much sense to mm-hmm. do that. I mean, working on the diet, too, and eating differently?
Yeah, what I do for, like, dieting, I skip breakfast. I try to skip school lunch, but if I don't, I usually go to the salad bar, uh-huh. get something light. Not that, like, if I don't eat lunch, you know, I go home and I eat, like, chicken wraps. Like,
okay.
me and my dad have been on a diet because...
Mm-hmm. Is your dad a big man, too?
Yeah, he's, like, 300 pounds.
Okay.
He's... smaller than me, but like he still needs to lose weight too, so okay. me and him have been getting motivation from each other.
Yeah, it helps with somebody.
Yeah,
it helps a tremendous amount just having mm-hmm. somebody there to when you get, you know, to the point where you don't want to work out anymore,
or yeah
it's like, oh man, I just don't feel like working out today. Mm-hmm. Having that someone there.
Yeah.
And your dad, is that, you know, support and your support for him too?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that is so cool.
Mm-hmm.
That is absolutely really cool. I know you have class in about 7 minutes because mm-hmm. what you heard over that was the bell. And
yeah.
I'm talking to not so much you, but the people out there. Mm-hmm. What would you like people to know about Angelo? I mean, because they see you. They see the big guy.
Mm-hmm.
What would you like? I mean, rather than just seeing what's on the outside, what would you like people to see? You know, what would you like people to know just without... You know what I'm saying?
I want people to know that, like, I'm a caring person. I want people to know that if they have problems, they can come to me, and I'll cheer them up with, like, a good laugh or something, because that's what I'm good at.
I agree.
I'm a good social person. I like talking to people. I like knowing what's on in their lives. Like, that's interesting to me. Like, mm-hmm. I just like talking to people. Like, meeting new people and their experiences and what they do is just so, like, cool to me, like, so dope, and I just really like that. Using young slang here, sorry
oh,
about that.
No, I love using young slang to make it, you know, to like kill the slang so new stuff will come around. That's yeah. one of my favorite things to do.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, I want to get you to class. I don't want you mm-hmm. to be late. Thank you for coming by, Angelo.
No problem.
Please stop by again. We'd love to talk to you again. Mm-hmm. I think we don't really know what the podcast is going to be yet,
mm-hmm.
but I do like the dynamic of talking to you. You've got something. And I want to hear more yeah. about your journey. I want to talk to you at the end of the year. After summer, we'll see where you're at because mm-hmm. seriously, I know the journey you're on and
yeah.
it's a tough one,
mm-hmm.
but you got my support.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
All right. Today, the Charger Online podcast is brought to you by our sponsors, Hoffman Certified Organics. Hoffman Organics is a local USDA certified organic farm specializing in 100% organic chickens. Since the start of the farm back in 2015, the farm is focused on pure organic chicken and turkey. They strive to produce the highest quality and ethically raised organic products available on the market. Their chickens live on clean, fresh grass, eating only organically raised grains, pasture grasses, and cover crops. You can visit our sponsor on their website at www.hoffmanorganics.com, where you can find the purpose of their farm and also how they raise their chickens. Also, you can follow them on Facebook by the same name to find updates on the farm and seasonal deals. Thank you again, Hoffman Organics, for sponsoring the Charger Online podcast. And now, back to the show. So, Angelo, you are back. It's been a few weeks since the first time that we talked.
Yep.
What's new, man?
It's nothing much. I got really nothing much.
So this is going to be the most interesting podcast about nothing ever.
Mm-hmm. Best podcast in the world.
So are you into politics?
Sorta, yeah.
Sorta, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, who are you liking?
Because
we got a big presidential. Yesterday was Super Tuesday. We're recording this on March 4th. March 3rd was Super Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
So are you, you say you're political, so who are you looking at? What? Give us your analysis.
I like Trump.
Okay.
I think economically he's a really good president. Mm-hmm. Like, very great economically. But his actions, I feel like he can do a lot better with, like, how he says stuff and how he words it to make mm-hmm. it seem like not a lot more harmful, more like a little bit less harmful, you know, just different wording.
Uh-huh.
But I feel like he doesn't care.
Doesn't care about...
Just, like, I mean, he does... I feel like he doesn't care about, like, what he says, like, talking about, like, immigration and stuff like that, like...
Mm-hmm.
He just seems very slouchy on how he says things. Like,
okay.
He leans over, like, eh.
Okay. All right. Are you old enough to vote this year? When are you going to be 18?
September 30th. So.
Oh, yeah.
I will.
You'll be able to vote.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. You could even vote in the primary this year if you want.
Mm-hmm.
So that ought to be, yeah. I remember my first time voting, and that was always kind of a big deal.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be weird for my first time. I've never mm-hmm. been. Never been with my mom, like, she's never taken me, so I don't okay. know what to expect.
It's not that hard.
Yeah,
it's not that hard.
I feel like it's just like a screen. You just
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Are you registered?
No, not yet.
Okay.
I have to go.
Yeah, you have to register a month before the election for it to actually count. And mm-hmm. because you're 17, but you'll turn 18 before the election, you could definitely register now.
Mm-hmm.
I think yeah. you can go online and do it through, and also they also have one when you get your driver's license.
Yeah, I got my driver's license back in September.
Okay. So, yeah, you should be able to do everything that you need to do to get ready to vote for that. That'll be cool. Yeah, it'll be your first one. So, any other thoughts on, so you're definitely a Trump fan.
Yeah.
But you don't necessarily like some of the way that he says some things at times?
Yeah, I just feel like he can format his words a lot better. To make it sound like he actually cares about the topic or something like that, because as on Twitter, you can see like a bunch of Trump memes like, I don't care, like, I don't care, like, you know how he is, you know. He's just a funny guy to me. I think he's
okay.
interesting.
Okay. So what else are you interested in? You know, I mean, politics, cool. What else is your... We talked about going to Macedonia or Macedonia.
Yeah.
Do you prefer the old-timey pronunciation, Macedonia or...
Macedonia?
Yeah.
That's how my dad says it. I say okay. Macedonia. It
okay.
doesn't really matter to me.
Well, I listened to a podcast, and it was about Alexander the Great, and he always mm-hmm. called it Macedonia, and I'm going, I'm not used to that pronunciation.
Yeah.
Because there were some Macedonians that came over here, you know, that lived in the neighborhood that I did.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Lebomoffs,
yeah.
former mayor here in town, is Macedonian.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Lebomoff's are. He was mayor from, like, I want to say 75 to 79.
That's interesting. I did not know that.
Yeah, his son's involved in local politics. I met his son before. Went to his office one time. Talked to him about... Because he ran for a city council position. I don't think he won. I think he is active in other politics, and I think he has been elected as something now, but I couldn't tell you off the top of my head what he's doing.
That's interesting. I did not know that. Learn more every day?
Yes. You could run for office.
Me?
Yeah, why not?
Like, here, like, in the United States or Macedonia?
Why not here? Well, you're an American citizen, so
yeah.
You'd kind of probably have to do it here, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah.
Wait, dual citizenship?
I think
okay.
that would work.
Okay.
But I don't think I'm just fit for – I feel like I would just joke around too much. I feel like I wouldn't
okay.
take my job serious.
Okay, well, what job would you take serious? Let's say you're a grown-up now.
Mm-hmm.
We're two or – let's see, next year's your senior year, so you've graduated.
Mm-hmm.
What does Angelo Petrov do after he graduates? I know, tough question.
Do you want me to answer it like – do you want to ask it right now or do you want me to answer this one first?
Well, no, it is a tough question.
Oh, I thought you meant you had a tough question.
No, it's a tough question. What are you going to do with your life?
I wanted to go to college.
Okay.
Like, start off community because, you know, my grades were slacking kind
mm-hmm.
of my whole career of high school because, you know, I'm just that funny guy, you know. I have to make people laugh.
Okay.
I feel like that's my job at school, but it's not that great of a job, you know.
Yeah, it's a good job.
I mean, yeah.
You bring joy
course.
To people.
Yeah, but joy is not friendly when it comes back in the office when I'm getting in trouble.
Oh, okay. So
but
what do you get in trouble for?
Just stupid stuff, like just anything random, like
example of a stupid thing that you've been in trouble for. Just I have to know. We don't get emails from the office saying,
yeah.
Angelo did this incredibly foolish thing. We don't get that.
That'd
be kind of cool because it would make, you know, it'd be good reading, that's for sure.
Yeah. I think it was last week.
Hey, you don't need to, you know, say names or anything like
yeah,
that. I don't
yeah.
want to put you on the spot. I don't want anyone to,
you
know, we don't want to air. If you want to talk about it, that's cool. If not.
Yeah, I'll just say my friend. So my friend's phone got searched and they found a picture of me, like, hovering over, like, a small, like, little urinal in the 10-12 bathroom, like, act like I'm taking a poop. And they asked me, like, why did you do this? I'm like, I don't know. I think big things with small things are a pretty funny image, like a bear on a unicycle. Like, that's funny to me. So I thought it'd be funny.
Yeah, but in school, the bathroom pictures are probably not.
Yeah, that's...
Okay.
They let me off with a warning, so
yeah, so
that
maybe
was cool.
Find something other big and something other small rather than something in the bathroom.
Yeah, it was still funny, though, to me.
I probably shouldn't be laughing. Oh, but, man, that okay, I get the humor in that because that's kind of the first thing I thought of. It's like, oh, big little, okay, yeah, that is kind of funny.
Yeah. So
oh, man. I'm gonna
back again on like what I want to do. I'm interested in cooking. I love cooking.
Okay.
I just got accepted into the culinary program here.
Oh, like, fantastic.
Like 2 weeks
ago.
Thank you. And I plan on, you know, doing that. I wanted to possibly work at the Pine Valley Country Club
okay.
where they cook food and stuff, like
okay.
catering kind of.
Okay.
Yeah,
I think there's been some, Carroll students who have worked there.
Yeah, there's like 3 of them right now that
okay.
work there. They said that they can hook me up with a job, so
okay.
Just learn new experiences cooking, maybe find some new recipes that I haven't been able to cook at home.
Okay. A lot of ethnic cooking at home, a lot of Macedonian?
Yeah. A lot of that. Like every single night we'd probably have some food made. My mom will make food. If not, we'll just buy something.
Well, what's the best thing you make?
Or
what's your mom's best recipe, and how good are you at making it?
See, the thing is, I've never made my own, like, Macedonian dish.
Okay.
And I wouldn't want to, but it's so confusing, like, having that one grandma trying to teach you or mom trying to teach you. It's just,
mm-hmm.
like, they don't measure anything. They just eyeball it. And
yeah,
it's,
that's not from the, yeah, grandmas do that.
Yeah, they just do whatever, and it ends up tasting amazing, like, most of the time.
Okay, so there's no measuring. All right.
No, yeah. They
there
just
probably
kinda,
was something at one time.
Yeah, with, like, I made my grandma start measuring the oil, because one time I bit into something, and it was just straight oil, and
mm-hmm.
I threw up
oh.
on a plate, so.
Okay. So, other than the stuff that you throw up, what's mom's best dish? What is like, oh, I can't, oh, mom is making this. That's fire. That's my favorite. I want to eat that forever.
I think it's called, it's called moussaka.
Okay.
It's,
I've heard of it.
It's just, potatoes, mm-hmm. meat, and layered together. And I think my mom throws in a little bit of, like, egg wash in there.
Okay.
So it just gives us some consistency. I always say I hate it, but when she's not looking, I turn around and I'll eat, like, literally the whole pan. Like, it just, the dish is nice. You can put, like, any sauce on it, like, mm-hmm. literally any condiment you want, and it would still taste amazing. It's just, like, home-cooked meal, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, potatoes and meat, how more simple can it get?
That's, yeah, it's a good meal.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good meal. Do you ever go to Greek Fest and have some of what they have down there?
Yeah, actually, part of my family is Greek.
Mm-hmm.
And they, like, kind of run the Greek festival.
Okay, okay.
I don't know if you know, like, the Gogos, like, Nick Gogos. And
just from, yeah, many, many, many years ago wrestling.
Yeah.
John is the only one that I remember, but mm-hmm. that was years ago. He pinned me, so, yeah. So thank you for bringing up a painful memory. I will get through it, but yeah, it's all right. I think they went to Northside.
Yeah, I know they all lived in one house.
Okay.
Northside.
Okay.
Was kind of funny. It was like full house there.
Okay. Do you know any Kaplanises or let's see? That's the family that I know. Kaplanises mm-hmm. and the Ronguses.
Yeah, the Ronguses. I know mm-hmm. them. We know them.
Yeah, I went to high school with Jimmy and Chris.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
And yeah, they're and I know they're involved with it because
mm-hmm.
I've run into them when I go out to Greek Fest.
Yeah, amazing food there.
Oh yeah.
My I don't know if he's my grandpa. I don't. The way how my family explains other families is so confusing. So
uh-huh.
I don't know who's who now.
Okay.
But I don't know if he's my uncle, grandpa, or anything. Like, I just know that he makes really good like gyro meat. Like,
okay.
He'll spend like hours marinating, salting.
Okay.
Amazing.
Yeah, I do love a good. I call it Iro. I'm not sure.
Iro?
Yeah, I call it Iro.
It doesn't really matter how you say it. There's multiples.
It's
like
really good though.
Mm-hmm. Really good. Yeah.
Of course, I haven't had like a homemade one. The ones that I've had have been from King Iro's downtown.
My mom makes homemade ones.
Okay.
She makes her own tzatziki sauce.
Okay. Oh.
She makes She buys like a. If you want to make it, the recipe, I can tell it to you.
No, I'm trying to lose some weight here, okay? that is, like, seriously, out of all the things that I've eaten in the past, you know, 25 years, that has probably been the worst when it comes to that. It's like, oh, that's just pure carbs. That is just pure. It's like maybe once every now and then, but, man, it just stays with me for so long. I love it. I love the taste of it, but
I feel like it gets, like, clogged up in your stomach, like.
Yeah, I didn't want to gross anybody out, but, yeah, that's kind of where I was thinking, but.
Yeah, it's a very, like, hearty meal.
Oh, gosh, yes.
And, yeah, my mom would spend, it sits in about a crock pot for, like, 8 hours.
Okay.
She puts it on, that's how you cook it, low and slow. Everything she cooks is low and slow.
Okay.
That's why it comes out good.
Do you guys ever work in sauerkraut too?
Sauerkraut?
Yeah.
My mom's made it before.
Okay.
Not really. We usually just buy that
type
of stuff at, like, George's International and stuff. Mm-hmm. Sauerkraut just, for my mom, stinks up the whole house.
Oh, I love, yeah.
Yeah. So...
My stepdad is Hungarian, and his grandmother was from the old country,
mm-hmm.
so she had this recipe of sauerkraut and meatballs, and the meatballs would have rice in it and tomato sauce and a whole bunch of tomatoes on it, and then an amazing amount of sauerkraut, and it would just be, you know, slow and low for, you know, a few hours, and the whole house would just
reek.
Smells awful, tastes amazing. It's just one of the best things I've ever had. I do know how to make that recipe, and that is,
mm-hmm.
I feel proud, even though I'm not Hungarian myself.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, I will carry this on as much as I can because it's so good.
Yeah, like, finding a recipe from, like, tradition
mm-hmm.
is, like, it feels like you're grabbing a piece of history,
mm-hmm.
like, you know, because my grandma cooks recipes from her great-grandma, you know, and it just feels
mm-hmm.
like, wow, I'm grabbing onto a piece of history that I can carry on for generations on generations.
And people will still be making it, kind of a little bit of you,
mm-hmm.
you know, stays around forever.
Get a little new
forever.
Innovations,
yeah.
More modern. It's
nice.
Kind of cool.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if you would have your own restaurant, would it be Macedonian or?
I wanted to call it... Billionaire, it was going to call it Billionaire Balkans.
Billionaire Balkans. Okay.
Yeah, it was going to be a mixture of every Balkan country there is.
Okay.
Every, like, Mediterranean stuff. I just want to incorporate, like, just sections of dishes. Like,
okay.
You know how, like, Mexican places, they got the Mexican food, kids menu, chicken nuggets, and they've got, like, burgers. For me, it would be like that, but different countries on their twist of food. Because it's sort of similar.
Okay.
But every country has a twist of spices and stuff. And
okay.
Yeah.
I like the sound of that. I like the sound of that. It got me thinking of food right now. And I'm thinking of, oh, what is some really good ethnic food that I've had?
Yeah.
Last year I had this Hawaiian breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
And the sausage, I can't tell you what the sausage was, but it tasted like no other sausage I've ever had before. It was sweet. It had some sort of quality to it that was absolutely interesting.
Was it like snappy?
Not too much, no. It tended more toward the sweet. There wasn't, you know, the spice of sausage usually has. But, man, it was just really interesting. I was not expecting that type of a flavor explosion in my mouth.
Crazy what you can do to food. We made Hawaiian burgers and advanced nutrition wellness the other day.
Oh, what's
it? Turned out garbage. It was vegetarian, so.
Oh, okay.
So it backs it up a little bit, you know.
Yeah, vegetarian can be a little bit dicey.
Yeah, we made black bean burgers.
I do like those.
It turned out too mushy. Like, we couldn't find out, like, a way to get it crispy and like, crunchy. But yeah, we made our own, like, pineapple sauce.
Okay.
It was pretty good.
Sounds great.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds really good.
Yeah.
Do you have
anything? My stomach is growling so much.
I know. We're almost at lunch. We have about 15, 20 minutes. Do you have anything that you would like to tell our listeners? Is there anything that, you know, you want them to know about you or anything?
Just be positive. Like, always keep your head up, you know? I mean, there and there, you're going to have dark days and stuff, but remaining positive is the best key, because if you're positive, your whole mindset changes. It feels like you can conquer anything and anyone. Like, you feel like a gladiator.
Fantastic.
Almost. Yeah.
Fantastic. All right. Well, I'm going to do our outro now.
Okay.
Our post-roll. Thank you for listening. Please visit our sponsor, Hoffman Certified Organics, at the Fort Wayne Farmers Market or shop at Leato Meats. Tell them you heard this podcast. This has been Noel Beckley and
Angela Petroff.
And we're the Charger Online Podcast. Bye-bye.